Need to red flag electric car makers. I heard this story yesterday, and I'm like, what? What? I got to look into this more. Did you hear this? That apparently, and maybe this has come to light, and I just didn't hear about it, but for whatever reason, got some prominent news coverage yesterday, that a number of electric car makers are eliminating AM radio. Yeah, you heard that?
No, I heard you mention that a little bit ago. I had not heard that.
Yeah.
Well, they, you know, in new cars, you can't get a CD player. You can't get, so all of those old cassette tapes that I have in a box somewhere, I can't play either because we can't play any of those on a car.
Any 8-tracks still around?
No. Well, I do know somebody who has some 8-tracks, but not me.
It says here, an increasing number of electric models have dropped AM radio, and broadcasters are calling worrisome, as it could spell a shift of trouble for the future. Certainly, and dare I say, we on 100.5 FM and 790 AM have a concern. Carmakers say that electric vehicles generate more electromagnetic interference than gas-powered cars, which disrupt the reception of AM signals even more. FM signals apparently are going to be okay. And I get it. AM signals long have had some disruptive tendencies that FM doesn't. Okay, still. Tesla, Audi, Porsche, Volvo have all removed AM radio from their electric vehicles, as has Volkswagen from its electric SUV ID.4. Ford says that the 2023 F-150 Lightning, its popular electric pickup truck, would also drop AM radio. Well, cross that off my purchasing list. I think that we might have a little comment here, hopefully, from somebody who... Well, speaking of knowledge of the advancements of AM radio, Art Lewis, are you joining us this morning? Did I punch these buttons up here right? Can you hear us now, Art Lewis?
Yes, but I drove, remember I drove an Audi and a Volkswagen last year for Phelan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. One of them, and I can't remember which one, did not have an AM radio. It may have been both, but I just know one did for sure, did not have an AM radio.
Wow.
Frustrating.
Yes.
Wow. That is frustrating.
But on the same token, from an engineering standpoint, I understand it.
Going back to the
interview. They would have to build so much suppression that they probably would have a difficult time.
That's what apparently the situation is. Although one car expert says, if you can make a vehicle drive by itself, you can find a way to make AM radio reception.
Well, you can. It's a question of what it costs and what it involves. I mean, yeah, you can. I mean, we can put all kinds of suppressors on it, filters, but when you're done, is it worth it? That's the question. Now, for us, yes, but for many, no.
Well, that, and according to the survey from the latest Nielsen Media, 47 million Americans are still listening to AM radio.
Yeah, indeed.
And
as a matter of fact, in about 4 minutes, I'm going to be in an AM radio station. Same one you're in.
Well, look forward to it. Thank you very much for letting us know.
All right.
Sounds good, Art Lewis. This has got to the point where apparently on December 1st, and maybe this is why this is getting attention, Senator Edward Markey from Massachusetts has actually requested... He sent a letter to 20 car manufacturers requesting that they keep AM radio in their electric vehicles.
Wow.
You wonder if...
So somebody is advocating for AM radio. That's great.
Will this become a political situation? Could they legislate that? I mean, if they legislate safety standards like seatbelts, could they legislate some... And some say it is a safety issue for people that perhaps a loss of other technologies where maybe radio reception is all that's still available. Here's a story in here about... how AM radio was a savior in Louisiana when
the hurricanes
hit.
Well, and
all technology
they,
was lost.
On I believe it's 1610 AM when you go up to the Mackinac Bridge. That's where the bridge, the weather reports on the bridge are. That's where they post the bridge closings and the bridge information, traffic, and all that kind of stuff.
There are communities
that rely on that for their information system.
No, not all electric vehicles are dropping it, by the way. The story references Hyundai, for example, which says, nope, we're going to keep it. And there's some other as well. But just so you know, it's out there.
Sure.
We, of course,
it's coming.
We have a love for many years, 790 AM. And still today, of course, teaming up with 100.5 FM. And we understand, and it's one of the reasons why we have a simulcast, is to make sure our signal can penetrate and reach as many listeners as possible. The AM signal does have a farther broadcast reach than FM. And without our two frequencies, for example, a sports-driven station that we are in many ways. Mm-hmm. And how often do we utilize both frequencies to carry the sports teams that we cover? Without the two frequencies, we couldn't offer that kind of programming.
Right.
And all kinds of other special programming that comes off in other radio stations across the country without AM. So we advocate, just so you know, folks, in that electric vehicle.
That's right.
If you ever had a reason not to buy an electric vehicle,
that's it.
This is,